Hello?
Hi, this is Emily with the Alabama Department of Labor. I think I dropped your call. You suddenly
You
had,
did.
oh, okay. Okay, you certainly were gone, so I wasn't sure if maybe you had to hung up or the
No,
call dropped.
I was in the hood where I dropped it. Let me tell you something. I had did a claim last Friday,
Okay.
and when I went to call the number today to report in, it said that my security number, which I put for my birthday, and it wouldn't go through. So I went to the unemployment office, and they gave me another number, but it wouldn't accept that too.
So did you reset it? Because usually it will create
No,
a temporary.
let me explain something. They reset it. I suppose it been 1958, so they put the number in that the computer gave them, which was 1358, but that wasn't it. I put my birthday in there. So when I entered both of the numbers in there, I entered the 1358 last, which they gave me, and that it's not doing. It's something to do with the dude, because I got a little. He kicked me off, so I know he did what he's supposed to. He did what he did with the computer. To try to make me relinquish my claim, but I'm not. It's not gonna happen if I have to go in and put the claim in.
So when you file your claim initially, the temporary PIN is set to the last two of your social and the last two of your year of birth.
But the last two of my social was 07, 13, and that's what it is, 13. But my whole four digit is 0713.
Right, but so the PIN number, the default PIN, so when we reset it, it's going to be the last two of your social and the last two of your year of birth.
You got my number.
So that would be, so the last of your social you said is what? Let me get your social security number so I can pull your information, okay? One moment.
Okay.
Go ahead with your number.
The last four digits is 0713.
I would need the full thing to pull you up.
427-170713. What do you want? Give me an email.
Okay, and could you confirm your name and date of birth for me?
My name is Jane Willie Coleman.
Your name right here, right there.
Sit down until I finish this. And Jane Willie Coleman, 1958. That's my date of birth, and it's my social is 427170713.
Okay, and could you confirm your mother's maiden name?
My mother's maiden name is King.
Okay, could you have listed it as something else when you filed, like her married name?
Her married name is my daddy's name, Coleman.
Okay, and your driver's license number?
It's 440-00042.
And does your driver's license number for Alabama driver's license?
Yeah, that's my license number.
Okay. It's not I, 'cause it's not what I have listed for your driver's license number for
My
Alabama.
driver's license, listen to me. My driver's license number is 44 30 123 00042.
Okay, I do understand. That's just not what I'm seeing listed. One
Well,
second.
you know why? Because the guy that put it in there, he I pissed him off, and he changed a lot of stuff in there. I know what happened, because you can check my name against the DOB, and my driver's license number. It's my license number. I can fax you a copy of my license. So whoever the dude is that did my Friday that did my claim. He did some nonsense on my claim, and y'all need to get rid of him. Because my
Okay.
number is 44 00042. I can fax you a piece of my and we went through this twice about it. So it wasn't no discrepancy in his understanding what I was saying. And honestly, I already knew my spirit. God told me last night that it wasn't going to go through because he did what he wanted to do because he feel like he had power over everybody else. He can change a few numbers and can make it hard for you, but I work for this money. Ain't nobody giving me nothing. This is what I work for. And I'm not going to, I don't want nothing till I get my twit cut and my hazmat and I'm going back to work. But who is he to think that he can change, he can make life difficult to me, for me, because I don't agree with the way he talked to me. So
okay.
I need to explain whoever was that processed my claim. If you can't do it to me, I'm going to go to what's the name down here? I'm going to go to Matt Stinson and see if he can't help me. Because this wrong.
Okay, sir. Well, our calls are recorded, so I will make sure to let our supervisors know so they can review the call. But so you said your date of your birth is 1958, correct?
That's my date of birth, and that's my PIN number that I put in there. My security number was 1958. Yes.
So do you mean? So when you call and make a claim over the phone, we give you the PIN number. Do you mean you went online and changed yours?
No, I didn't. They did at the they changed it today at the unemployment office because I told them what I put in there, and they gave me 1358. That's what, and then that don't even work. The 1958 didn't work before I tried it.
No, I'm wondering, because you said you put it in, but you called in your claim. At what step did you put in a PIN?
I didn't put no PIN in. The dude that went, listen to me. The man that filled out my paperwork online, he asked me my security PIN, and I gave it to him. But when I went to call that number today and tried to access my account, and I put that same number in there, it didn't work. I went down to my Social Security office today, and they changed it, and the computer gave them 1358. When I tried that, it still didn't work. So now you tell me, who's wrong, and who have the access to change all that? Only the people that sit behind the computer that deal with them claims.
Okay, well, personally, what I do is file claims. The only thing I'm able to do, I can't enter a code, is just reset your code. So if I were filing your claim, I would be just resetting, and it would set to the number that the office gave you, which is the 1358, because it's the last two of your social and the last two of your year of birth. That's the only thing we're able to do.
Excuse me. The last. Three of my social, the last four of my social is 0713. It's not 3158. The 58 is my date of birth.
I understand, sir. That's what I said. The last two of your social and the last two of your year of birth, that would be 1358.
Yes.
Yes. So when we file a claim here, it sets the claim, the number to that. So it would have set, when you file your claim, it would have set it to 1358. Last two of your social, last two of your year of birth. I'm just confused where you said you set the PIN, because that's not, we can't enter a custom PIN.
Okay, listen to me. A human set my PIN number, not me. A human being said it, because I had talked to a human. So now, tomorrow morning when I wake up and I try to call this number to report on my claim, it should be 1358. That's what you're saying?
What I'm saying is the default PIN, it would be 1358, last two of your social, last two of your birth.
Okay.
But you're saying the unemployment office reset it to the default for you, and that did not work when they tried it?
No, listen. They gave me 1358 is what? The claim
1358.
They gave them. Yes.
Yes, 1358. Okay. So the last two of your social, last two of your year of birth.
Okay. But now I'm going to tell you a little something. I appreciate your help. But when I call this number in the morning, I'm going to go back down to the Social Security office down here. I mean, to the unemployment office down here. And we're going to see. And if it doesn't compute the way the computer gave, that means something else has been done to it, my claim.
Well, so you said, did you not tell me that when you went today, they reset it and that's the PIN they gave you as well?
But when I tried to call the PIN 15 minutes after they gave it to me, and it said you entered the wrong PIN.
Okay, I mean, it can take a little while to cycle through the system, so I'm not sure if it had just not cycled. I would definitely try it again to see if that works.
It's a possibility that it hadn't loaded up yet.
Sometimes it can take a little time when we reset it to cycle through the system. Usually I tell people to wait at least an hour if we have to reset it.
Ooh,
but
I just got through trying before I even was dialing this, so it's been way over an hour. I can tell you that now. But I'm going to try it in the morning because, you know, a whole lot of systems have a lot of backup on it. But I'm going to call in the morning and try to enter the new PIN that they gave me that the computer said that's supposed to be mine from the beginning. And I'll get back with y'all tomorrow or somebody.
Okay. Could you give me your driver's license number again? Because it does not match what I'm seeing on your claim.
Okay. Well, if it don't match, then whoever did my claim the other day, they changed it because it's 44-00-42. Yes.
And that's an Alabama driver's license, correct?
That's Alabama driver's license.
Okay, give me 1 second. I'm going to place you on brief hold, Mr. Coleman. I'm still here, so if you need me, just let me know. You're just going to be on mute, okay?
How brief a hold? Because I live in the hood. I can't be sitting in my car with a light on without
okay.
my pistol. Okay.
Okay, not a problem. I'm going to see if I can get more information for you. Okay, 1 second.
Hey, man, go holler at them, man.
Yeah.
You need to fuck with them right now?
Nah. I mean, I got to go. I got something I got to do, though, right?
All
right. Huh? I do need you. We're going to talk. I got your number.
Okay, but I got stuff. Coming, you know, so I just got rid of all that I had, and then I had all my insurance. I had my truck insurance to pay. I paid $5,500. Well, you ain't got to know all that yet.
So it's when you do. I know. You know what I mean?
Nah, but I'm going to tell you something. You can't get out here first, fucking with me.
No. That ain't how I move.
Okay.
I already got
it. I don't need to know that. I just need you to know you got taking care of your business out here. That's all I want. Yeah. Nah, but before I do anything for you, I'm going to talk to Stacy.
Oh, okay.
I ain't going to go behind your back and talk to you. Yeah, I'm just going to tell you.
All right. Yeah. Thank you, bro. What's the call, bro? I see you in front. But let it reset to the morning. It should work. You probably just tried to, and it had a chance to load in.
Yeah, and then it probably did.
Because a lot of times I change mine, it takes.
Yeah, because I'm waiting on my hazmat. I gotta go take the test for that, and my twit should be here this week.
Okay.
So I changed job. I quit that other job.
Yeah, they told you. I ain't getting no using my credit, but I'm gonna make you dumb trouble.
You got credit because when you came home, you got good credit.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so let's see what we can come up with from that. Thank you. ass nigga.
Have you, did you get the chance to log into your portal online on the computer and
no,
seeing if there's, okay.
I'm not computerly inclined to do all that. I just know they gave me a number to call and they gave me a PIN number to enter and that's what I did. I don't, all that other stuff, I'm not aware. I don't even have time to try to learn it. I'm trying to get a job because I don't want to be dependent on the federal government doing that. Even though I work for this money.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't what I'm dependent on, cause that's just not enough for me. I'm used to making $1,500-$1,600 a week,
okay.
And this ain't nothing.
Okay, one moment, okay.
I'm doing bad. Look, man, they done told me to go to the doctor, so ain't no sense in me telling me I'm coming around now. I'm going to have to go to the doctor, man, get my paper. Yeah, uh-huh. They got to certify me.
Give me a 12-ounce platinum.
12-ounce platinum.
Yeah.
Is enough to start a person to drink.
Well, that nigga done went.
It's a Bud Light Platinum. If they don't know what it is, they ain't got it.
Nobody or nothing else. I wish I could throw you a 20 out there.
No, I'm thankful, man.
I know you ain't gonna do nothing with it. Buy some crack. I ain't gonna do it.
I'm trying to see if there's any issues with your claim that we can see here that would cause you to be unable to submit that. But we have limited availability because here we just file the claims. We don't process them. So.
Hey, I appreciate you. But let me tell you, I know what it is because, you know me, I'm kind of educated. and I'm kind of aware of the things that people say out of their mouth before they even say it. And I said a little stuff to this dude that was talking, you know, telling me stuff like I'm an idiot. And I told him, I've been told this, and I already know this. I never filed for claims, but I talked to a lot of people that has filed. And he got in his feeling. So what he did was went in and changed a few numbers, because if it was me, and I know how to change numbers in situations and systems. So you ain't got to say it. You see it too. But I know what he did. He changed some numbers. But guess what? I'm going to go tomorrow, and if I can't get in my account, I'm going to redo the whole thing over again like I never done it. And I'm going to ask not to speak. I want to speak to a lady, not no man, because I don't know who he is. Because unless they know, the people know, at the claims office know who it was that processed it. But actually, they processed it from my security office down here. But it wouldn't go through, so I had to call back on the line and speak with a representative from that office, and he's supposed to process it, but he didn't do. I mean, he asked me what do you want for your security pin, and I gave it to him, but he put whatever he wanted to put in there. So guess what? We're not gonna worry about it, because I'm not gonna be out of work that long, because I got CDL license and I don't got nothing on my record but to go get me a good job. But I don't like when people play with me, like, just because you can move around a few numbers, that you playing with my life. You never know what God gonna do in the case like that, because I'm a God-fearing man. So you don't have to tell me nothing. You know, you can look at the computer and tell. If I tell you I put this in there and it ain't in there, that means whoever was on the other end of that computer, they didn't do what was supposed to be done. Am I wrong or right?
Well, I'm not saying numbers are changed. I'm just saying the information that you're giving me is not. But you said you've never filed before, so you haven't filed.
I filed yesterday.
No, I meant like before this year. Have you never filed before?
No, before this year. No, I never filed.
So never in 2021, 2020 for like being laid off or anything?
No, ma'am, I haven't.
Okay, give me 1 second. Okay, thank you for holding, Ms. Coleman. I know it's taking a long time. I appreciate your patience. I'm just trying to do as much as I can here and see if there's anything we can do that, like, that to see that it's an issue or something like that, just to, you know, you don't have to call again tomorrow if we can get that sorted for you, okay? So I appreciate your patience, okay?
I definitely appreciate it, but if I got to call tomorrow, I am going to call.
Oh, no, I understand. And you should call if you feel the need to call. I just want to see if I'm able to get this sorted or get you, you know, a bit more information today.
I definitely appreciate you because, you know, you know why, like, everybody used to always tell me, man, why you got a whole lot of young ladies hanging around you? You know why? You know why? Because y'all are not haters. Millions of haters in this world. You can see me doing something positive, and okay, if he's doing it, if you my friend, I'm going to help you. But you know what? America has been so far-fetched led with all these dudes I don't know that they had their mothers in their life or what, but you don't respect the opinion of a lady. Treat a lady like she's supposed to be treated. Respect her, even if you don't got to have nothing but respect for another person. And I respect everybody that's in my life until you don't respect me, and then you don't even want. They don't even, not women, because men don't want to be dealt with me because I know how treacherous and deceitful they are. And I appreciate that. I grew up, I'm the only child. But you know what? The best, I had three aunties. My mother never did nothing for me. She never did anything for me. But my daddy's sister, they took care of me. And they taught me how to respect a lady and how to work hard. And I've been doing that all my life. I made a few mistakes, and I paid for it, but I'm home, and I love my women. I don't love them like some guy want to try to love them, but I love them for what they showing me about a woman and how you supposed to treat a man. And I don't like a lot of things that I see in these streets, but I can't undo everything that people have done, but the people that come in contact with me, everybody know that I'm a respectful person.
Right, and respect is always appreciated. That's for sure.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
And you can understand. I understand women go through stuff with these scoundrels every day, and I'm not no personal utilization intended. But these dudes out here nowadays, they are so treacherous and so conniving and so untrustworthy. So I the dude that did my claim, before he even finished, my spirit was telling me that I should be worried. I'm telling you, if there ain't no reason why we should be having this conversation tonight. You know why? Because I gave him the proper information, and when he hung up with me, he said, oh, well, everything's good. But guess what? It wasn't good. You know why? When I tried to call that number, he told me, you don't call this number, your claim could be denied. But I tried to call it today, but guess what? I can't even get an access code.
Right. But what's confusing to me is that when the unemployment office reset it for you, it still did not work, which is odd. And they didn't tell you anything like that was wrong with your claim or that needed more documentation or anything like that? Okay.
They didn't, but the only thing I can... Hey, listen, let me go a little bit further. The only thing that I can think of is that he didn't enter a number, period. You know what I'm saying? He didn't enter no security number.
Well, so I can't type in a number. We just reset it to the temporary one. So yeah. I'm not sure what was the confusion there, because we just click the button and it generates it for us. We can't type in that field. So, but let me see if I can. I had sent a request to someone, and I'll see if they've gotten back to me. Okay, one second.
Talk to your supervisor and see if there were a security number in place. Can you do that?
Well, there would be one. It defaults it automatically. We do it as part of the process. So there would be one, and then they reset it today again. So that would be like the same one after the office reset it for you. Like, it should work, because if they that means they went into your claim and the number they gave you, that would be the default one. The last two digits of your social and the last two digits of your year of birth, 1358, that would be the number. So I'm trying to see if I can, one second. Okay, I'm trying to see if I can get that person, one second. Okay. It looks like it was just a number that may have been just cycling through, not updated yet. So you said you want to call tomorrow early, try to do your certification, and if you still can't get back in, just call us back. But I'm going to report that you felt the claim was mishandled when you initially called, and we're going to pull the recordings and address the agent to make sure that that procedure was followed and nothing improper was done, okay?
Okay, I appreciate you.
Okay,
I'm
but
sorry.
Duke, that's okay.
You should have been off work, haven't you?
Huh?
You off work?
Just barely. That's fine. That's okay. I was trying to see if I could get you more information. You said it can sometimes take up to 24 hours to reset. Try it in the morning and then request a call back, because if by the time we call you back, then you've been able to get in, that's great. But then, it can take some time, as you saw today, for a call back to ring, just if we have a lot of calls. So try in the morning with your PIN that they give you, the 1358. And if you're still not able to, you can give us a call. We can see if we need to reset it again or whatever it is. But, you can try it again. It usually takes up to 24 hours, but try in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Call here, request a call back if there's a long wait, and if you want to try it again as you wait for the call back, then maybe you'll get in before. But she says it can take 24 hours, so that may just be what it is. Okay.
Well, I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Well, thank you for your patience, and you have a good night.
I'm gonna acquire some patience, because that don't always happen the way you want it to happen. But I appreciate that you own the job. And hey, if I can ever do anything to help you, you got a boyfriend, need to disappear or whatever, just let me know.
I have a great husband, but thank you for the effort. Well, thank you for your patience today, and give us a call back tomorrow if you're still not able to, okay?
All right, babe.
All right.